started.
Sovereign Yahshua, please help us in this new moon day and teach us your ways and your truth. Help us to understand the message and the prophecies tonight. Be with us and continue to heal us and forgive us all. Keep us always humble and teachable. And we pray you and Father Yahweh first in all we do. In Yahshua's name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Conference muted.
Go ahead, Javier.
Okay. The title for the message tonight is The Eighth, A New Beginning. I repeat. The title is The Eighth, A New Beginning. If you would, please turn to begin the message to the book of Melekim Aleph, 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 6. We shall begin there. 1 Kings chapter 6, verses 37 and 38. And there we read, in the fourth year was the foundation of the house of Yahweh laid, in the month Siv. In the 11th year, in the month Bu, which is the 8th month, was the house finished throughout all the parts of it, and according to all the fashion of it. So he was 7 years in building. Here we see that the temple of Yahweh was finished in the 8th month. In 7 years. Okay. Please go now to 1 Kings, chapter 12, verses 25 through the end of the chapter. Yes, the number eight means a new beginning. And that new beginning can be for a day, a month, or a year, and eventually the age shall be eternity. To live forever beyond the seventh 1,000-year reign of Yahweh's kingdom upon this earth. Okay, 1 Kings 12, verses 25 and on through the end of the chapter. The angel of God built Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim and dwelt there. And he went out from there and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, now will the kingdom return to the house of David. If his people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of Yahweh, Jerusalem, then will the heart of his people turn again to their sovereign, even to Rehoboam, king of Judah. And they will kill me and return to Rehoboam, king of Yada. And the king took counsel and made 2 calves of gold. And he said to them, is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem? Behold your Elohim, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And he said, the one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. And this thing became a sin. For the people went to worship before the one, even to Dan. And he made houses of high places, and made priests from among all the people, they were not of the sons of Levi, yet Levi. Verse 32. And Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month, which was a counterfeit, a false feast. Yahweh's feast, Yahweh has commanded us to keep it in the 7th month, not 1 month later in the 8th month like Jeroboam did. Again, verse 32, and Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month. This was Jeroboam's feast now, not Yahweh's feast, true feast, on the 15th day of the month. Notice, like the feast that is in Yada, Judah. And he went up to the altar. So he did in Bethel, sacrificing to the calves that he had made. He went into idolatry then. He forsook the true worship of Yahweh and went into idolatry. And took the 10 northern tribes into idolatry by making the molten calves and ordaining a false Feast of Tabernacles in the 8th month, and ordaining also false priests. They were not priests at all. Let me see. And he placed in Bethel the priests at the high places that he had made. Verse 32, and he went up to the altar which he had made in Bethel on the 15th day of the, in the 8th month, even on the, in the month which he had devised, notice, of his own heart. And he ordained a feast for the children of Israel and went up to the altar to burn incense. He ordained a feast out of his own heart. Okay. Now, please go to the book of Zechariah, or Zechariah, chapter 1. Zechariah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Please turn with me there. I repeat, the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Here, Yahweh's prophet, well, Yahweh, through his prophet, is calling Israel to repentance. Just like we are calling today the nations of Israel to repentance and obedience to Yahweh's commandments. Zechariah 1:1. In the 8th month, all these events took place in this month, beginning tonight, in the 8th month, which remember begins, is, means a new beginning. In the 8th month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of Yahweh to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, Yahweh was severely displeased with your fathers. Therefore you say to them, in this manner, says Yahweh of hosts, return to me, says Yahweh of hosts, and I will return to you, says Yahweh of hosts. Says your fathers, to whom the former prophets cried, saying, in this manner, says Yahweh of hosts, return now from your evil ways. That is, repent from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear, nor listen to me, says Yahweh of hosts. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? And they turned and said, like as Yahweh of hosts, thought to do to us, according to our ways, and according to our doings, so has he dealt with us. Today, my beloved people, this nation, the USA and Mexico, and I guess all nations on earth, refuse to return to Almighty Yahweh to repent of all their sins and idols, and therefore, Yahweh is beginning to judge more severely because of all their sins and idolatry. But let's continue, please. Second Chronicles, chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Again, there's the book of Second Chronicles, chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Now, Solomon purposed to build a house for the name of Yahweh and a house for his kingdom. And Solomon counted out 70,000 men to bear burdens, and 80,000 men that were hewers in the mountains, and 3,600 to oversee them. And Solomon sent to Hiram, the king of Tyre, saying, as you dealt with David my father, and sent Cyrus to build himself a house to dwell in, even so deal with me. Behold, I am about to build a house for the name of Yahweh, my Elohim, to dedicate that to him, and to burn before him incense of sweet spices, and for the continual showbread, and for the burnt offerings, morning and evening, notice, on the Sabbaths, and on the new moons, and on the set feasts of Yahweh, of Elohim. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. Verse 5, and the house which shall be of is great, for great is our Elohim, above all Elohim. But who is able to build him a house, seeing heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain him? Here we see that there is Temple of Yahweh was to be a great building, because Solomon counted out 70,000 men to bear burdens, and 80,000 men that were hewers in the mountains. This was a great project, a very great job to build the Temple of Yahweh. And 3,600 to oversee them, that is, as you might say today, supervisors, to keep the people working, busy. Okay. In the same book, Second Chronicles, but chapter 3, verses 1-7. Second Chronicles, chapter 3, verses 1-7. Then Solomon began to build the house of Yahweh at Yerushalayim, on Mount Moriah, where Yahweh appeared to David his father, which he made ready in the place that David had appointed, in the threshold of Ornan the Jebusite. He began to build in the second day of the second month, in the fourth year of his reign. Now these are the foundations that Solomon laid for the building of the house of Elohim. The length by cubits after the first measure was 60 cubits, and the width 20 cubits, and the porch that was before the house, the length of it according to the width of the house, was 20 cubits, and the height 120. And he overlaid it inside with pure gold, and the great house he sealed with fir wood, which he overlaid with fine gold, and wore on the palm trees and chains. He garnished the house with precious stones for beauty, and the gold was gold of Parvaim. He also overlaid the house, the beams, the thresholds, and the walls of it, and the doors of it with gold, and carved cherubim on the walls. This was a great and beautiful house. Okay. Now please go to the law of Almighty Yahweh, to the book of Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 22. The Leviticus, chapter 22, verses 26 through 28. The Leviticus, chapter 22, verses 26 28. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, when a bullock, or a sheep, or a goat is brought forth, then he shall be under his mother 7 days, and from the eighth day, and from then on, shall be accepted for the oblation of an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And whether it be a cow or ewe, you shall not kill him and his young both in one day. Here we see then in the law of Almighty Yahweh that a newborn clean animal was to be with his mother 7 days, and in the eighth day he could be offered to Almighty Yahweh's offering. Meaning that the number eight means a new beginning. Okay, please go now to the book of Ve'elei Shemot, the book of Exodus, chapter 23, and verse 19. The number 8 means a new beginning for both humans and animals, as we shall see in this message. There's the book of Exodus, chapter 23, verse 19. The first of the first fruits of your ground you shall bring into the house of Yahweh your Elohim. You shall number a kid in his mother's milk, which we just saw in Leviticus chapter 22. The young animal had to be with his mother 7 days. And then after the seventh day, then in the eighth day could be offered and could be killed. But only one animal was to be killed, not both. Just the mother or just the young animal. Okay. Now please go to the book of Hadevarim, that's Hebrew for Deuteronomy, chapter 26, in verses 16 through 19. I repeat, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verses 16 through 19, the end of the chapter. This is Yahweh, your Elohim, command you to do these statutes and ordinances. You shall therefore keep and do them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have declared Yahweh today to be your Elohim, and you will walk in his ways and keep his statutes and his commandments and his ordinances and listen to his voice. And Yahweh has declared to you today to be a people for his own possession, as he has promised you, and you shall keep all his commandments. We have to keep all of Yahweh's commandments. And to make you high above all nations that he has made, in praise, and in name, and in honor. And you may be a holy people to Yahweh, your Elohim, as he has spoken. We are to obey all Yahweh's commandments and be a holy people, because he using us today as Yahweh's priests, in training, to teach the peoples and the nations of this earth. How to obey Almighty Yahweh and have to follow Yahshua the Messiah and keep all his commandments. Now, I would like to show you that the number 8 also stands for eternity. We have kept such a loving, joyful, and inspiring feast of Tabernacles for 7 days, but then in the 8th day means a new beginning. The feast stands for the kingdom of Yahweh, the seventh 1,000-year reign. But the 8th day, called the last great day, stands for a new beginning. That means eternity, to live forever. So the number 8 means a new beginning. But that new beginning can be a day, a month, a year, and eventually eternity, to live forever. The book of Yeshaya, Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 15 through 22. There we have a prophecy about eternity, as we shall see. And I repeat, it's the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 15. To the end of the chapter, verse 22. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, so no man passed through you, I will make you an eternal excellency. Notice how many times we see here the term eternal or forever. A joy of my generations. Verse 16. You shall also serve the meal of the nations, and shall serve the breast of kings, and you shall know that I, Yahweh, I'm your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For bronze, I will bring gold, and for iron, I will bring silver, and for wood, bronze, and for stones, iron. I also will make your officers peace, and your exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, desolation or destruction within your borders. But you shall call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. The sun shall be no more your light by day, neither for blindness shall the moon give light to you. But Yahweh will be to you an everlasting light. Notice how clear we are told here in this prophecy. By Yahweh will be to you an everlasting light, and your Elohim, your blessing. Your sun shall no more go down, neither shall your moon withdraw herself. For Yahweh will be your everlasting light. Notice, twice we find here, the Almighty Yahweh shall be our everlasting light. That means eternity, beyond the seventh 1,000-year reign called the kingdom of Yahweh. Then we have eternity, to live forever, but eternity, to live forever. Let's continue, please. Verse 20, your sun shall no more go down, neither shall your moon withdraw herself. For Yahweh will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended. Your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the earth. Notice when, for how long, forever. Your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the earth forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that might be magnified. The little one shall become a thousand, and a strong one, and a small one, a strong nation. I, Yahweh, will hasten this in his time. Hallelujah for that. This is a great prophecy. But let's continue, please. Chapter 66 in the same book of Isaiah. Yeshaya in the Hebrew. Yeshaya, Isaiah. Chapter 66 and verses 7 through 10. Just a few verses here. I repeat, this is Isaiah chapter 66, verses 7 through 10. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall a lamb be born in one day? Shall a nation be brought forth at once? For as soon as I am travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the birth, and not cause to bring forth, says Yahweh? Shall I that cause to bring forth shut the womb, says your Elohim? Rejoice with Yahushalayim, and be glad for her. O you that love her, rejoice for joy with her, O you that mourn over her. Okay, chapter 66. Same book in chapter 66, but now verses 20 through the end of the chapter, 24. Again, this same book and chapter, Isaiah 66, verses 20 and on through to the end of the chapter. And they shall bring all your brethren out of all the nations for an oblation to Yahweh upon horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon dromedaries to my holy mountain Yerushalayim, says Yahweh, and the children of Israel brought their oblation in a clean vessel into the house of Yahweh. This is a prophecy of the last days remnant. They shall return from the nations to Almighty Yahweh Yahshua, which is actually you and me, my beloved people. We are today Yahweh's last days remnant that are returning back to Yahweh Yahshua. Then, verse 21. And of them also I will take for priests and for Levites, yes, Levites. But I'm using Hebrew. Levites, says Yahweh. Well, today you and I are being used by Yahshua, my beloved people, as Yahweh's priests in training, his ministers in training, to be obedient, but more important yet, to teach the people, say, nations have said the truth of Almighty Yahweh, and to turn them from Satan, yes, Satan and idols, to Yahweh and Yahshua the Messiah. Verse 22, for the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says Yahweh. So shall your seed and your name remain, and shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, says Yahweh. Yes, today we have Yahweh's new moon at the eighth scriptural month. It's a special day of worship to Almighty Yahweh and Yahshua, then, as we see here. Verse 24, and they shall go forth and look upon the dead bodies of the men that have transgressed against me, for their womb shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be repulsive to all flesh. It is a prophecy that Yahshua shall take his last days remnant, the spiritual Israel today, and to Yahweh's kingdom and beyond. As we read in verse 22, for the new heavens and the new earth, which shall we all make, shall remain before me, says Yahweh. That's pointing to eternity, my beloved people, beyond the kingdom of Yahweh for 1,000 years. That's eternity. Beyond this 1,000 year reign, then we go into eternity to live forever. But let's continue, please. Now we need to go to the book of Lucas in the New Covenant. Yes, Luke chapter 2. Please turn with me there. The book of Luke, Lucas in the Hebrew. Hebrew is Lucas. Lucas, Luke. Chapter 2, verses 21 through 32. And I would like to show you here that Yahshua was circumcised on the eighth day, which means a new beginning. The number 8 means a new beginning, can be a new day, can be a new month, can be a new year, and eventually shall be eternity beyond the kingdom of Yahweh. Let's look, chapter 2, verse 21. And when 8 days were fulfilled for circumcising him, he then was called Yahshua, which was so called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the days of their purification according to the law of Moshe were fulfilled, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to Yahweh. As is written in the law of Yahweh, every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to Yahweh, and to offer a sacrifice according to which is said in the law of Yahweh, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, yes, Jerusalem, in Jerusalem, whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It has been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he has seen Yahweh's Messiah. Verse 27. He came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Yahshua, that they might do concerning him after the custom of the law, then he received him into his arms and blessed Elohim, and said, Now let your servant depart, my superior, according to your word in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the honor of your people, Israel. Hallelujah. Okay. Now we need to continue, but now we shall go to the book of Revelation, then, chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. As we are going now towards the end of the message, which, by the way, it's been titled, The Eighth, A New Beginning. That's Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. Again, Revelation 20 and verse 1. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key of the abyss, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is called the devil and Satan, yes, Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, which shall be Yahweh's kingdom, shall be on this earth for 1,000 years, ruled by Yahshua the Messiah, and hopefully his assistants. And cast him into the abyss, and shut it, and sealed lead over him, that he should deceive the nations no more, until the 1,000 years should be finished. After this, he must be loosed for a little time. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of them that had been beheaded for the testimony of Yahshua and for the word of Yahweh. And such as did not worship the beast, neither his image, and did not receive the mark upon their forehead and upon their hand. And they lived and reigned with Messiah 1,000 years. Now that's Yahweh's kingdom. Shall be here for 1,000 years first, but then beyond that shall be then eternity and a new beginning. Verse 5. The rest of the dead live not until the 1,000 years should be finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. Over this, the second death has no power. Notice, but they shall be priests of Yahweh and of the Messiah, and shall reign with him 1,000 years, which is Yahweh's kingdom. Shall be for 1,000 years first, but then after that, we shall go into eternity forever, to live forever then. And the promise is that the overcomers shall reign with him and help Yahshua to rule all the nations of Israel with a rod of iron in the kingdom of Yahweh then, and beyond then. Okay. Now please go to the next chapter, Revelation chapter 21. Verses 1-10. Here we see clearly a new beginning, which is eternity then. Revelation 21, chapter 21, verses 1-10. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Just like we read in Isaiah chapter 66. There shall be a new beginning. Therefore, in eternity then. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were gone, and the sea no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from Yahweh, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the throne, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of Yahweh is with men, and he shall tabernacle with them, and they shall be his peoples. And Yahweh himself shall be with them, and be their Elohim. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. The first things are passed away. Notice verse 5. And he says, and he that sits on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. There is our new beginning, my beloved people. Behold, I make all things new. That's eternity then. And he says, Right, for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, They have come to pass. I am the Aleph and the Tau, the beginning and the end. I will give to him that is thirsty at the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his heir, and he shall be my son. But for the fearful, and unbelieving, and abominable, and murderers, and fornicators, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, their part shall be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Verse 9. And there came one of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls, who were loaded with the seven last plagues, and he spoke with me, saying, Come here, I will show you the bride, and the wife of the Lamb. Verse 10, and he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, yes, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from Elohim. When the holy city, Jerusalem, shall come down from the heavens to this earth, then eternity shall begin, according to the prophecies. Because then, the Father Yahweh himself shall come, and the holy city, Jerusalem, both shall be coming down to begin then eternity. The Father Yahweh and the Kadosh holy city, Jerusalem, both shall come down. And when that happens, then eternity shall begin to live forever. Okay, to end this message, please go to the last chapter in Revelation, then chapter 22, verses 1-9, and we shall end here. Revelation 20, chapter 22, verses 1-9. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb. Notice, at this time in eternity, both shall be there upon this earth. Yahweh the Father, Abba, and Yahshua himself. Verse 2. In the middle of the street, and on this side of the river, and on that was the tree of life, for him to have manner of fruits, yielding his fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no curse any more in the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb. Notice, both thrones shall be there. In the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb, both shall be in there, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be nigh no more, and they need no light of lamp, neither light of sun, for Yahweh Elohim shall give them light. And that means forever then. But we're not talking here of eternity, to live forever. And they shall reign forever and ever. Verse 6, and he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And Yahweh the Elohim of spirits of the prophets sent his angel to show to his servants the things which must shortly come to pass. And behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. And verse 8 then, and I, John, am he that in the heaven saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel. They showed me these things. And he says to me, see that you do these not. I am a fellow servant with you, and with your brethren the prophets, and with them that keep the words of this book. Worship Yahweh. Hallelujah. Okay. Praise Yahweh for that. And that was the message. Behave a new beginning. Thank you for listening. And may Yahweh bless all.
Hallelujah.
I'll close with a word of prayer.
Okay, please.
Father Yahweh, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace, thanking and praising your name for such a wonderful message. As we think about this new beginning that we have after coming home from the feast, Father, we know that Satan is trying to destroy your people and attack, just as in the end of the thousand-year millennium, he's let loose for a season to corrupt. So we ask, Father, for protection, the strength as we enter this dark time, as we prepare for eternity, Father. We know that through your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, we can overcome anything, and that we have the power over Satan because he defeated Satan. So let us be faithful, Father, in everything that we do and everything we say. Help us be your righteous servant, seeking to do that which is right in your sight at all times. Forgive us again, Father, for our sinful nature and shortcoming, that the blood of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, has cleansed each and every one of our lives. So as we prepare, Father, and look forward, not only through this eighth month, but this new beginning that is before, that you would strengthen your people to have each one of us help others as we are an example, make it to your kingdom. So, Father, forgive us for our sins and, again, our shortcomings, and we thank you for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. Bless this ministry and each one that participates to bring it about your kingdom. In Yahshua's holy name we pray, asking all his favors and blessings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.